那我们这段时间呢，我们简单就说了，模式正确，神的荣耀就要降临。我们要来的日子呢，我们特别需要这样的紧紧的来跟随主，跟随我们的神。常常讲的时候，觉得旁边有应该有人翻译。哈利路亚。那我们的神呢，在这个圣经里面也是发预言说，在末后的日子呢，他的儿女怎么样要说预言，老年人呢要看做异梦，少年人看异象。所以在这个末后的日子呢，神会让我们每一个人啊都能听到他的声音，因为他是好牧人，好牧人。因为要来的日子呢，我们每一个人可以说，不管是信主的不信主的，如果不紧紧的跟随主，是没有办法来面对未来的日子，没有办法来生存的。但是好在就是说，我们被神拣选了，就是我们能够听到他的声音，我们知道啊，他要我们做什么，他会来保护我们。当然他也希望世界上所有的人都能够像我们一样，那也希望我们每一个基督徒呢像摩西一样，像亚伯拉罕一样。亚伯拉罕是神的朋友，神在圣经里面说，亚伯拉罕是我的朋友，摩西是我的仆人。神跟摩西讲话是怎么样？是嘴对嘴讲话，圣经里面讲面对面讲话，嘴对嘴讲话。给别的先知讲话呢，是通过异象，是吧？异象是一种模糊的形式。所以弟兄姐妹，当我们看到异象的时候，好多时候我们很兴奋，这是一种模糊的方式在讲话。那甚至有的人连模糊的方式都没有，所以我们要求神怜悯教会啊，怜悯教会。为什么？因为神的话在这个地方，我的羊认得我的声音。这是谁说的？这是耶稣说的，不是我说的，对吧？我的羊认得我的声音，你是神的羊，就认得他的声音，就听他的声音。这是耶稣讲的，不是我讲的。那我们要确定我们是他的羊。当然话又说回来，好多时候你发现亚伯拉罕、摩西他们听神的声音呢，跟别人不一样，他们听得非常的清楚。那为什么呢？圣经上也讲了一些原因。那亚伯拉罕是他的朋友，他说朋友呢，我不会隐瞒他任何的东西。在新约里面也讲到，在约翰福音里面，耶稣给他的十二个门徒讲，他说我以后不称你们为仆人，称你们为我的朋友。因为仆人不知道什么他主人所做的事情，但是朋友呢就知道，朋友他就把事情要告诉他。那摩西呢，神为什么讲话那么清楚呢？他说他是在我全家怎么样尽忠的，我叫他做什么他就做什么，所以神讲话呢就很清楚，或者说他听话就听得很清楚。那今天呢，神给我们讲话，他要不要讲清楚？当然神非常愿意讲清楚，你相信吗？你跟你的孩子讲话是不是老打谜语？你很肯定要讲得很清楚，是不是？特别在危险的时候你要不要讲清楚？哪一个父母说常常给孩子讲话就是老想打谜语，有没有？没有。那为什么我们的天父常常用异象就是像打谜语一样呢？那其实原因很简单，就是我们的信心呢需要成长，不是他不想讲清楚，而是我们的信心需要成长。特别我们外邦人啊，我们是外邦的信徒呢，我们是收养的孩子，不是一生下来就是认得神，所以呢需要一个过程。不知道你我们中间有没有养过收养的孩子？收养的孩子对这个养父养母要建立一个信任呢，是需要一段时间的，是不是？所以这个信心是需要来建立的，但是呢这个信心呢一定能够建立，因为神定义要做成这样的事情，他说我是信心的创始成终者。那所以呢，当我们这个每一个人来到神的面前的时候呢，就说是圣经讲的，那这个得救我们靠着什么呢？靠着听啊，信道。信道是靠着什么？听道。听道是靠着什么？传道啊，有人要传道，传道呢有人要被裁判，所以神就裁派我们。今天神呢裁派我站在这里给大家讲， 圣言裁派你们每一个人在我们的日常生活里面呢，向我们的朋友来讲神的道。所以当我们真的对神的道越来越明白的时候呢，我们就知道说，神啊，我越来越信你，越来越爱你，越来越要经历他。所以我们继续借着这个旧约的圣殿里面的所做的一切呢，我们来再次来要认识神的话。我们今天呢再讲这个模式正确荣耀就要建立。今天我们讲什么呢？讲这个大祭司的勋牌。我们来读一下出埃及记二十八章第六节到这个第六节到三十节。那旧约里面所有的一切呢，都在预表着新约耶稣，新约的教会。以弗德，你们要打金线和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，并捻的细麻，用敲匠的手工做以弗德。以弗德当有两条剪带，借上两头，使它相连，其上巧工制的带子，要和以弗德一样的做法，用以束上。与以弗德接连一块，用金线和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线并连的细麻做成，要取两块红玛瑙，在上面刻以色列儿子的名字，六个名字在这块宝石上，六个名字在那块宝石上，都照着他们生来的次序。要用刻宝石的手工，仿佛刻图书，按着以色列儿子的名字刻这两块宝石，要镶在金槽上。要将这两块宝石安在以弗德的两条缰带上，用以色列人为以色列人做纪念。亚伦要在两肩上担当他们的名字，在耶和华面前作为纪念。要用金子做二槽，用那金晶，用凝工仿佛凝绳子做两条链子，把这凝成的链子搭在二槽上。你要用敲剑的手工做一个决断的胸牌，要和以弗德一样的做法，用金线和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线并粘的细麻做成。这胸牌要四方的，叠为两层，长一虎口，宽一虎口，要在上面镶宝石四行。第一行是红宝石、红碧玺、红玉；第二行是绿宝石、蓝宝石、金刚石；第三行是紫玛瑙、白玛瑙、紫金；第四行是水苍玉、红玛瑙、碧玉。这都要镶在金槽中。这些宝石都要按照以色列十二个儿子的名字，仿佛刻图书刻十二个姿态的名字，要在胸牌上用金晶凝成入神的链子，在胸牌上也要做两个金环，安在胸牌的两头，要把那两条凝成的金链子穿过胸牌两头的环子，又要把链子的那两头接在两槽上，安在衣服的前面肩带上，要做两个金环，安在胸牌的两头，在衣服的里面的边上，又要做两个金环，安在衣服的前面两条肩带的下边，接近相连之处，在衣服的巧工制的带子以下。要用蓝细带子把胸牌的环子与衣服的环子系住，使胸牌贴在衣服的巧工制的带子上，不可与衣服的离缝。亚伦进圣所的时候，要将决断胸牌，就是刻着以色列儿子名字的，戴在胸前，在耶和华面前常做纪念。又要将乌灵和土明放在决断的胸牌里。亚伦进到耶和华面前的时候，要戴在胸前，在耶和华面前常见以色列人的决断胸牌戴在胸前。你要做以弗德的外袍，颜色全是蓝的。我们先听到这里，就是前面呢特别讲。Hi darling, OK, we will translate. Because God had a calling because of darling. Come. And I need to talk about darling a little bit.
我要讲讲关于 darling。
哎，你在这里。
好的。
She prayed about we know each other about 25 years ago.
我们彼此认识有25年了。
And later on, when Mandarin Church was commissioned, she came with us.
当就是那个我们这个国语团契被拆派出来的时候，她就在我们中间。
And prophets prophesied that we are not going to be Mandarin Church.
那时候先知就预言说，我们不会仅仅只是一个讲普通话的这个国语的教会。
That time Pastor Emil was praying for our leadership, and I didn't like that that words because we just commissioned out of the English Cantonese speaking church.
那个时候呢 ，Emil 先知他发这个预言的时候，我倒是觉得好像有点不太一样的这个感觉，因为是因为。我们刚刚是从这个讲英文的这个堂给就是给差派出来成为一个国语的这个就是特别这个原因。
I just feel so liberated because I don't need to use English anymore.
本来我就觉得说那我差派出来我们只是讲国语的这样一个团契的话一个教会的话就不需要再讲英文。
Once Emil come to a leadership meeting, at that time Darling was there too, maybe you forgot.
但是在那个祷告会里面呢，达令也来了，伊米尔先生就发这个预言。
Then Emil said, God told him he saw visions that English people is going to come, and different kinds of people going to come.
伊米尔先生就发预言是说，那个时候呢，讲英文的人呢也会来，不同的人也都会来。
And also said people come and go.
说，而且还说人呢来了也会走。
I like people to come. I don't like people to go.
我喜欢人会来，但不喜欢人离开。
I like the you know to be commissioned as a Mandarin church. I didn't like the you know English people come again. I need to translate and things, you know.
我当时不希望说我们已经被差派出来成为国语的这个团契，现在又要做英文这个翻译。
But what I knew is that I need to obey.
但我知道，就是说我必须得顺服。
When we obey, God will bless.
当我们顺服，神就会祝福。
You know, God many times tried to stretch you and enlarge your territory.
神很多时候就是扩张你的境界。
Were you stretched before?
你有没有被神扩张过呢
？If you were stretched by God, do you feel comfortable?
如果你被神扩张的话，你会感觉到舒服吗？
Who feels comfortable when God stretches?
谁觉得很舒服的呢
？No, nobody like.
没有人会喜欢
being stretched.
被这个拉扯，被扩张。
But are you blessed after stretching?
但是被扩张之后，你是不是更蒙福了呢
？Are you blessed?
是不是呢
？I was stretched so much, but I'm blessed so much too.
我也是被扩张很多，但我也得到祝福很多。
Anyway, that's why we gladly translate.
不管怎样，我们已经被改变了。
So this trains our patience.
这个是通过我们的这个苦中的训练出来的
patience 耐心
。
When God train our patience, we don't like that much.
当神训练我们耐心的时候，我们不是很喜欢。
But the Bible said love is patience.
但是圣经上说，爱就是恒久忍耐。
So we thank English-speaking people.
所以我们要为讲英文的弟兄姐妹献上感恩。
So God, through you, train our patience.
因为神通过你训练我们的耐心。
Okay. So indeed, we need to patience. The love first ingredient is patience.
所以你知道爱的这个第一个成分就是要有耐心。
We will come back to this.Breastplate again, and you will learn how God loves us.
我们回到这个胸牌，就会明白神有多爱。
So, darling, we are talking about the breastplate of the high priest.
这牧师讲说 ，darling， 我们现在讲的就是关于这个祭司的这个胸牌。
Now, first of all, you find, can we put the picture that?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, we Bible talked about ephod.
首先，圣经讲到以弗德。
Now, ephod is this jacket.
This
very colorful jacket.
这个像夹克一样的这个东西。
Actually, nobody knows what the ephod look like.
其实没有人知道，就是完完整整这以弗德是长什么样。
But however, we know it's woven by gold, blue, purple.Scarlet and fine linen.
但我们就是知道了这个以弗德呢，它是用这四种颜色，就是金色、蓝色、紫色和朱红色。 还有这个戏码这样。
Last time we talked about
编织起来的。
Last time we talked about for highest priest, the dressing, the main dressing is two colors. One is white, one is blue.
上次我们讲到这个祭司的这个他的衣着呢，就是主要两种颜色，一个蓝色，一个是白色。
Wow, last Wednesday when we were praying, somebody see a vision about people dressing in white and blue and carrying the children to heaven.
上个星期三的时候，我们在祷告会上就有人看到异象呢，是我们大家都穿着这个蓝色和白色的这个衣袍了，把我们的孩子也一起带到天上。
It's a white robe with a blue jacket.
是白色的这个衣袍，蓝色的这个
That God is confirming.
神已经在确认。
High priest represents all of us, represents Jesus Christ and also us in Jesus Christ.
大祭司呢，就是代表着我们，当然他也是代表着这个耶稣基督，我们都在基督里面。
And today we are to go to the breastplate.
今天我们讲这个胸牌。
Now, actually, Beside the breastplate, also there are two plates on the shoulders.
在这个胸牌两边有两块这个
肩牌。So on the two plates on the shoulder, it's engraved the 12 names of the 12 sons of Israel.
这两块肩牌上呢，就刻着这个以色列十二个支派的这个名字。
And on this breastplate.They have these precious stones, 12. Each one represents a tribe of Israel.
就是这个胸牌上有十二个这个宝石，每一个呢就预表着以色列的一个支派。
And also their names, 12 names, were engraved on the precious stones.
而且他们的名字也刻在这个宝石上。
And the Bible said it very clearly, and... For why the names are on the shoulder is for the priest to carry them and before the Lord.
而且圣经上也明确讲了这个为什么名字要刻在上面，就是让这个祭司呢，他就是经常是带着他们的名字来到神的面前。
Actually use such a word called 当当两个字。
他是用两个字，就是
Basically you bear them.
对，就是担当着这个以色列这十二个支派的这个名字。
And for the breastplate, and Bible said it very clearly, the higher priest will put the sons of Israel over his heart when he comes to the holy place.
而且特别提到就是说，当他这个祭司披着这个胸牌的时候，就因为上面有刻着这个名字，就带着这个名字放在他们的心上，来到神的面前。
So you see, one is to put on your shoulder.
你看，一个就是放在肩上。
Another is put on your heart.
一个是放在心上。
But if you read the Bible, it's very interesting. God used a lot of parts of the body to do something and symbolize something.
你看这个圣经很有意思，它是用这个身体的不同的部分呢来预表着。不同的意思。
Do you remember when the Antichrist come, he's going to put a mark where? Mark on the forehead.
敌基督来的时候，他会把印记放在哪里呢
？Or
放在我们的额头上
？Or put it where? On the right arm.
或者是哪里呢？在你右手上。
Well, that's interesting.
很有意思。
But it's not on the heart.
但不在
forehead.
不在你的心上。
And before Antichrist come, before the tribulation come. God is going to put a mark on His servant's forehead.
在敌基督来的时候，
来之前，
在敌基督来之前呢，在这个大患难来之前呢，神呢会把他的这个印记呢先放在他的儿女的仆人的这个额头上。
And the Bible only said put a mark on their forehead, not anywhere else, only in the forehead.
他就讲的是放在额头上，不是别的地方。
And we need to pray for that mark.
我们也要为这个印记祷告。
It didn't say put on the heart, put on the shoulder, but put on the forehead.
并没有说放在胸上，放在这个 哪里是放在额头上。
And also Bible in Song of Solomon, in that song, this bride was asking the groom, said, put me in your heart as a seal, and put me on your arm as a seal.
在这个雅歌里面呢，就有这么一段话，但是所罗门所写到的，就是说，求你把你的印记
放在
我的
心上如印记。
心上如印记，戴在我的手上如
戳记。
戳记。
You see, it's a heart under the arm.
就是一个印记在手上。
But it's not head.
在额头上。
And also, when the high priest was commissioned the first time to do the holy things, and the blood of the lamb was put on his right ear and his right thumb.
在那个大祭司他第一次这个被委派做这个祭司的这个职务的时候，他们要把这个羔羊的这个被献祭的羔羊的血呢，要放在这个耳朵上，还有
右耳和右大拇指，
右耳和这个大拇指上。
But didn't say put on the forehead or put on the shoulder or put on the left hand, but only the right thumb and the right ear.
但并没有说是放在额头上呢，放到这个手上哪里，而是说放在这个右耳朵还有这个手
anyway,
大拇指上。
I talk about this to generate some interest to you. Maybe you feel very boring. The more I talk, the more you feel boring. That's okay.
提起你的兴趣，也许我说多了会让你们觉得累了。
But every symbol there's is very significant.
但是每一个象征意义呢都是很特别的。
Here for higher priest, his job is to put the Israelites on his shoulder and the heart.
这个大祭司呢，他的任务呢是把这个以色列的名字呢都放在他的肩上和这个心上。
Now first, today I just talk about putting.On the heart.
就是最重要就是放在心上。
Now, first of all, the 12 stones chosen to represent 12 tribes are all precious stones, most precious stones.
首先最重要的就是这个12个这个宝石呢，就放在这个胸牌上宝石，都是非常珍贵的宝石。
Even today,Not just those days. Today, these are the most precious stones.
甚至今天这些石头呢，都是最宝贵的石头。
And if people you like jewelries, you may know these stones better than me.
就是像你们懂得这个珠宝的这些人，就比我还更知道这石头的这些尊贵。
There's one which is the diamond, but here use the word emerald.And it's diamond.
这边这个讲到这个钻石呢，这边有个词叫
emerald.
是第六个，是 diamond, 钻石。
And I just want to explain a little bit why some translation is diamond, another is emerald.
我会讲讲为什么有些翻译成 diamond, 有些翻译成 emerald.
Simply because it's hard to match.The words these days with those old 3,000 years ago, what kind of stones they are talking about? It's hard.
主要是因为呢，现在这个石头呢，怎么样去考察，就是跟当时那个石头是完全是对应得上的，很难。
Because not many writings are left, you know, not many writings about these stones left in these 3,000 years.
因为这个文档，这个记录呢，已经。不是很多了，很难这个完全考察。
So some of the words and it's a little bit uncertain. That's okay.
所以有些文字呢，就是不是很确定。
Now today, the first thing, why God choose most precious stones?
但首先呢，为什么神要选择最宝贵的这石头呢
？Very simple. Because for God, His people Israel is very precious, most precious.
当然，首先就是这以色列的十二个支派，他们是最珍贵的。
Those stones are the most precious stones on the earth.
那些
you can ever find.
那些石头就是世界上存在的最珍贵的宝石。
To represent God's people.
来预表着神的。
Today, of course, it represents you and me.
今天当然就用来预表我们。
You need to know you are very precious in God's eyes.
所以你要知道你在神眼中是很宝贵的。
And you are the most precious.
而且你是最宝贵的。
You tell yourself, I am very precious in God's eyes.
所以你要对自己说，我在神眼中
是最宝贵的。Say it, say it, say it.
说出来。
Say it, okay.Do it, do it. 说
出来。
I am the most precious in God's eyes.
我在神眼中是最宝贵的。
Say it and believe it.
所以你要说出来，你要相信。
Very important. You need to say it. Bible said, confess with your mouth.
神说你要口去承认。
Believe in your heart.
要心里要相信。
And if you believe you are precious, your life will be different.
所以你相信的话，你就会很宝贵，你的生命就会不一样。
Do you believe so? If you believe you are precious in God's eyes,
我们相信吗？
The way you live, your life is different.
相信在神的眼中你是很宝贵的吗？这样你的生命就会不一样。
Not only they are precious stones, they are also putting this gold. That word is called.That's a very strange English word. What a filigree. Filigree. Okay, filigree. This is a gold filigree. 金槽。
不只是这个宝石，而且他还用做一个金槽去安放这个宝石。
That filigree, what is a filigree? Basically, the people who make jewelries, they know. Basically, they put the diamond on that set. That's called filigree.
这个 filigree 的意思呢，就是像做这个珠宝的人，他们就很知道
镶在那个地方。
它有个那个金槽，就是把这个宝石镶在那个上面。
Okay, where do you put your diamonds on? That's the filigree.
你的宝石放在哪里呢？那个东西叫做 filigree.
If you have a diamond ring.Unfortunately, I do not have. And then you have to have that filigree so that diamond can be put in.
如果你有个钻戒，比如像牧师说他那个已经没有，所以你就要把那个钻石要放在那个金槽上。
And it's very tight.
而且是可以很紧紧的镶在那里。
But gold in Bible represents God, the Father's nature.
金呢是代表这个父天父的这个他的
represents owner
是预表着荣耀
uncorruptible
是不会朽坏的。
Okay, if you see gold in the vision, when you see a vision, that's related to God's nature.
所以你在梦里面意象里面看到这个金的话呢，那就预表着这个神的他的本性。
Oh, very honorable, expensive
就是很荣耀的，很尊贵。
You see, God didn't say, okay, they are precious stones, just put it anywhere. No, no, no. Put it in the gold, what's the word? Filigree.
神并没有说把这个宝石放在随便一个地方，而是说要放在这个金槽上。
You understand?
你明白吗?
You can use some cloth, but no. God says, put on this pure gold filigree.
你可以就放在衣服上啊，但是不是，它是放在这个金槽上。
You understand?
金色。
Basically, God says, I will so precious, I will support you. You are honorable, I will support you myself.
意思就是说，我会来支持你。
This is how precious we are to God.
这就是我们在神眼中有多么尊贵。
Bible said clearly, we are bought with a price.
我们圣经上说，圣经上说，这耶稣他为我们死的，是用重价把我们赎买回来的。
We are very precious.
我们很宝贵。
Bible also said, like whoever touches us is touching the apple in his eyes.
所以圣经上说，如果任何谁敢碰我们的话，就好像碰这个神眼中的这个瞳仁。
So brothers and sisters, today whatever you are going through, you know, is allowed by God. Satan is not in control. Satan is not in control because whoever touches you is touching the apple of God's eyes.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果有什么事情不好的事情发生在你身上，那是神允许的，这个魔鬼的一些破坏的行为。但是他们谁敢 要这样去伤害到你的话，就等于就是在触碰神眼中的同人。
God allow it to happen for a while.
神允许在我们身上有一段时间发生在我们身上。
So that everything work together for the good for those who love God.
使得万事都可以互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
At the end, you are going to give thanks.
但最后呢，你会献上感恩。
We are so precious.
我们很宝贵。
And another thing you need to notice is that they are all different.
还有就是你要发现呢，它这些宝石呢都各不相同。
Brothers, sisters, God knows you and I are different.
弟兄姐妹们，神知道我们大家都是各不相同的。
Do you know that your children is different from you?
你知道你的儿女们跟你是不太一样吗？
Do you know your spouse is different, fundamentally different from you?
你的配偶跟你是彻底完全不一样吗？
Do you want to make him or her the same as you?
你想把他改变成跟你一模一样吗？
Many people want.
很多人是这么想的。
Even the last century, some psychologists, their method for good marriage is to basically work together to be the same.Until much later, they find you just cannot make the same. You have to reconcile the difference, to accept the difference.
就上个世纪的时候，那些心理大师们，他们都觉得说，幸福的婚姻呢，就是应该这一对的夫妻要非常的接近，非常相似。但后面发现根本就是不可能，而且呢，也并不是这样。应该呢是这两位的这个夫妻还是很不一样的。
So I don't want you to raise your hand. Many of us want to change the spouse.
如果你是那一位想要改变你的配偶的，你可以举你的手。
So I don't want you. I raise my hand.
我不想。你能举手，我可以举手。
I did, but I failed.
我确实有想过，但我失败了，做不到。
Because changing the sons of Israelites, sons of God, that's not our job, it's God's job.
如果你要改变这个以色列人十二个他的儿子的话，那不是我，不是，这是神的工作，不是。
But remember, all these stones are formed in nature, formed by the power of the nature, by power of God. It's not formed by anybody else, especially those days.It's all natural stones.
因为这些宝石它的形成呢，是完全是靠着神的那个力量，神是它自然形成的，不是靠别的其他方式做成。
So, don't try to change your spouse.
所以千万别想要改变你的配偶。
And interesting enough, in Psalm 51, David used a word. Create me a clean heart. The create used a word, a very interesting word.
很有意思，在诗篇五十一篇里面呢，大卫用了这个词，说：“求你为我再造一颗清洁的心。”那个造了，他用的那个词呢是
very special,
很特别的一个词。
You know, in the Bible, the first Genesis chapter 1, God created the heaven and the earth, and the man used the word bra.Basically, it's different from creating woman.
神在创世纪里面讲到神造人的时候，造那个亚当的时候，
造天地的时候，
造天地的时候，用一个特别的那个词，但是跟那个造那个人的时候，
造女人的不一样，
造女人的用的那个词是不一样的。
女人，so the woman was usually fabricated. Basically, it's very delicate. Take a bone and then fabricate. Okay.
造女人的时候，他用那个词呢，是一种就是很精细的那种制造。
But when he created man, used the word creating heaven and earth. Basically, it's a create from nothing.
当他造这个人的时候呢，男人的时候呢，他用这个词跟这神造天地的时候那个词是接近的，一样的，就是从无到有这样一个。
That's why when
生成
David prayed in Psalm 51, he said, "Bra, creating me a clean heart. Only God can do that."
所以大卫他在五十篇五十一篇里面祷告，用的给我再造一个清洁心。那个造了用的就是那个bra， 就是那个神造天地的那个词。
造女人的那个词。
做男人，做天地的事。So that's why you don't try to change, especially your hands bad. That's God's job, okay?
就是神才能改变他。
And so we are very different because we are created by God differently.
所以我们很不一样，神造我们就是不太一样的。
And when we love with our heart, the first thing you find is people are precious.
所以我们用心去爱的话呢，你首先会发现呢，别人和我们不一样。
本能 ，people are precious。
别人是很珍贵的。
You find people's value。
你会发现别人的宝贵。
Your husband's value, your wife's value, and your children's value。
你会看到你先生、你太太、你孩子他们的宝贵。
You find they're valuable。
你会发现他们很有。宝贵
very very precious
很珍贵
Second, when you love with your heart you accept the difference you find the difference and accept the difference
第二个呢你会接受他们的不同跟你的不同
I don't know if you get what I'm saying if you love people with heart you will see people's difference
我不知道你会不会这样就是当你去用心去爱的时候你会接受别人跟你的不同。
Like if you, I have three children. If I love with my heart, I have to treat each one very differently.
就像我三个孩子，因为我爱他们，所以我都会对他们不同的对待。
If I love with my heart,
如果用心去爱的话。
If I love with my mind,
如果用我的头脑去爱的话。
Maybe do differently.
可能就做的不一样。
Okay. Do something else.
所以就会做别的事。
Maybe I want to do a quick job, so use the same method.
可能我就是用同一个办法，就是直接把它搞定了，
搞成同一个模式，
做成一样。
But if you love with the heart, you treat each one individually and differently.
但用心去爱呢，你对他们个人就不同了。
Do you hear me?
所以你听明白吗？
You need to find people's difference, treat them differently.
所以你要发现别人的不同，对他们。
Now, I'm going to talk about a little bit how to love people with heart. Sometimes we lost this in this world because the pace is so fast. People don't use heart that much.
所以我在接下来讲的是怎么样去爱呢？因为这个现在这个时代呢，是什么都是很快，所以大家就是。
And let's go to John chapter 10, 11 to 15.
在约翰福音第十章
15 and the Bible says that Jesus said I am a good shepherd
耶稣说我是好牧人
I am the good shepherd the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep
我是个好牧人好牧人为羊舍命
The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep.
雇工就不是这样，他看见狼来了就跑，撇下羊逃走。
So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away.
他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走。
Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it.
狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。
The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
雇工逃走了是因为他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me.
我是好牧人，我认得我的羊，我的羊也认得我。
Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father and I lay down my life for the sheep.
正如我父认识我，我也认识父一样，而且我为羊舍命。
So you see here the Lord...Use the contrast to show how to love with heart.
So,
what is God's love?
所以你看，神就是用这样一个对比来让你看见是什么是爱。
Now, if it's a hired hand, it does not care if wolves come; he runs away.
你看，雇工的话，他就不是真正的眷顾羊，狼来了他就跑了。
But if it's the shepherd loves the sheep.And he's going to fight with the wolf.
但是牧人就不一样了， 他因为爱羊，狼来了，他就会跟狼斗。
Even to a point to lay down his life.
甚至知道他的生命。
That's how God loves us with heart.
这就是神是怎么样用心爱我们。
When you love you with your heart, you do not do the calculations first.
所以当你用心去爱的时候，你就不会去计较计算。
You see, the hired hands do calculations first.
但是雇工呢，他就会计算了。
He does not put his heart there.
因为他不把心放在这事上。
Yeah. So the Bible teaches us that God's love is love from the heart.
所以神叫我们爱呢，就是用心去爱。
Love from the heart, sacrifices.
就用心去爱呢。甚至会舍命。
That's why Bible said Jesus died for us, even we are sinners. He already died for us.
这就为什么圣经上说，在我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们舍命。
He didn't calculate, oh, this guy is a good guy, that guy is a bad guy.
他并没有计算说这个人是好人，那个人是坏人。
This guy can do me more things. That guy is not is useless.
这个人可以为我多做事情，那个人一点用都没有。
And the Bible said, most of the people he saved are those ones which are of low status.
圣经上说，他所帮助的、拯救的都是那些啊贫穷的。
And another parable also is very clearly showing that how he loves us is the lost sheep parable.
啊，还有个比喻呢，就是。在这个迷失的羊的比喻
，You know, this shepherd has 100 sheep, but one is lost. He will put down the 99 to go to find the one.
这个牧人他有100只羊，如果有一只迷失的话，他就把99只给放下去找那个迷失的那只羊。
You see, he does not do the calculation.
你看他都没有什么去计算。
Because if you try to find that one.You might, it costs you a lot. Go through mountains and you might meet some wolves.
你看，如果你去找那迷失的那只羊的话，你要翻山越岭的，甚至你可能碰到狼。
And if you do the calculation, 99 good enough.
你去计算的话，99只已经够了。
That one is okay.
那个迷失的就算了，不要它。
It's only 1%.
只是1%。
It's not 25% tariff.
不是25%，所以不重要。
So, Bible said, when he found that sheep, he put on the shoe and come to rejoice with all the friends.
所以你看，当他找到那只羊以后呢，他就邀请他的朋友和邻居一起来，大家一起来庆祝。
That's how God loves us.
这就是神怎么样爱我们。
He does not do the calculations.
他没有算计。
About the benefits.
没有算计说到底他得什么好处。
He does not, talk about revenue and gross income and net income.
他不会讨论什么收入多少啊，然后这个利率多少啊，这些东西。
He uses his heart.
他用他的心。
So he wants.The priest to put his people in his heart.
他就是把人放在他的心上。
That also represents Jesus Christ. He put all of us in his heart.
就预表着耶稣基督，他把我们放在他的心上。
That is also what he wants us to do, to put the people of God in our heart.
这也是他想要我们去做的，把神的百姓都放在我们心上。
So now I'm going to talk about the differences because we need to know, accept the differences if we love people.
接下来我来讲讲说接受别人的不同。
We go back to the picture.
我们回到那个图片。
First, you will find that the color is different.
首先你会看到这个颜色就不同了。
Now, color difference in physics, go to the
other. 在那个颜色呢。
Color difference in physics, if it's purple and blue, it's penetrating.Okay, penetrating light, more penetrating, 穿透力。
就是那个紫色的跟这个蓝色呢，在这个物理学上，这光呢是比较有穿透力。
And yellow ones are more mild.
黄色呢就是比较温和。
The red is provide a lot of warmth, but not a lot of illumination.
这红色的它看起来是 很暖，但是它不会有很多的这个这个散射这个光芒。
那 this is a color，
这是颜色。
In people, we can see some people are really shining, you know.
你看人的话，有些人呢，他很看起来他很闪耀。
Some people are warm.
有些人看起来很暖。
You understand?
明白吗
？The different colors.
这不同的人有不同的颜色。
Some people are transparent.
有些人他就很透明。
Transparency, they have no their own color, but reflect other colors.
它就是没有它自己的颜色，但是它在反射所有的别的颜色。
So you see, we will see different colors. People, some people are like prophets.
所以你
when they pray, they see things very scary.
不同人，有些人他是个先知，他一祷告的话，他看到一些东西，让你挺害怕的。
And that's how God made him.
这就是神怎么造了他。
Some people are more like red, provide warmth. When you are with him, you find it's very warm.
有些人呢，他就是那个红色，然后你在他身边的话，你会感觉很温暖。
But you do not see a lot of like dazzling light.
但是你不会看到那种很刺眼的这个光。
You see, there's a difference.
你看这个有差别。
So that's how God makes us.
就是神怎么造我们。
Some people you find it's more warm. It's easy to get close.
就有人觉得说呢，如果说这温暖的人呢，比较容易接近。
Some people are more like a sharp, you know, sharp that word.
有些人呢，他比较快言快语，说话尖锐。
And maybe sometimes you don't like some of these people.
有时候可能你不太喜欢他们。
But God loved them.
但神也喜欢他们。
God loves us all.
神爱我们大家。
Bible said you love each other. He didn't say you like each other.
神说我们彼此相爱，并没有说大家都互相喜欢。
Did the Bible say you like each other? Please like each other.
神没有。
He said you love each other.
要彼此喜欢，他没有。他说你们彼此相爱。
Okay, we need to love each other. Maybe we don't like that much. But we need to love.
也许可能不太喜欢，但是需要去爱。
When you love more, and you will like.
让你爱更多以后呢，你的喜欢就自然会出来。
I do not know much French, but I know in French the love and the like is the same. Is that right?
我不太懂这个法语，
L'amour.
但是法语里面这个爱跟喜欢好像两个词很接近。
Maybe only for French people, they like, when they love, they like, they really like, they love.
也可能
I don't know.
也可能讲法语的人，他们这个爱和喜欢都比较容易。
That's why the French speaking people are more romantic.
这就为什么的法语，法国人比较浪漫。
Okay, this is the first, is the color difference.
这是第一个，它的颜色不同。
Second, the degree of transparency is different.
第二个，它们透明度不同。
You see, diamond, this is actually a diamond. And diamond is not white, it's totally transparent.
你看那个钻石其实它不是白色，它就是透明。
The person who tried to take this picture, you cannot find such a big diamond.
那个拍照的人，他不能，就可能会拍不到这个钻石。
Yeah.They use a white stone.
所以他用这个白色。
You see, diamond is totally transparent.
这个钻石它是完全透明的。
Like ruby and some of them, it's like a translucent, half transparent.
这个 ruby 呢，它就是一半透明。
But when you come to the onyx mono, onyx, they are totally not transparent.
那玛瑙呢？它就是一点都不透明的。
You know, and some are totally transparent, some are half transparent.
有些是
some are totally untransparent.
有些是全透明，有些是半透明，有些是一点都不透明。
So, for people, some people they are not transparent.
所以有些人他就是不透明的。
But some other people they are very transparent. They just like to talk to people about everything.
有些人就是很透明了，他把什么事都告诉给别人。
Sometimes you feel uncomfortable. Why you don't tell anything about your life?
有时候你觉得不喜欢，你说为什么你把什么事都告诉给别人
You see, that's the difference.
所以这个有差别。
God will use each one of us differently.
神用每个人都不同。
You know, sometimes you find that your husband is like a, Chinese say, like a 木头啊。It's like a tree. It's not romantic.
有些人说，他发现他的先生就像是个木头，一个树一样，
没
有一点情感。
You know the tree is very stable.
你知道那个树呢，它很稳定。
So you need to appreciate that stable stability.
所以你得要欣赏它的那个稳定。
Is that right? So each one has their characteristics.
每个人都有他的魅力。
So the transparency, degree of transparency is different.
所以就是它的透明度不同。
So in our church, in every church, you don't expect everybody to be like you.
所以在教会里面呢，你不能期待大家都跟你一样。
If you are transparent, don't expect everybody to be transparent.
如果你是很透明的人，你不要期待所有人跟你一样很透明。
Some people are just half transparent.
有些人可能就是半透明。
That's what happens.
这个就是导师上的这个样子。
Some people are totally untransparent.
有些人他是完全不透明的。
That's okay.
这也没关系。
Sometimes when you have children, the children are like that.
如果你的孩子的话，也可能他们也是这样的。
They are very different.
他们很不同。
Some children, one of your child like to talk to you. Another child just like to be on his own.
可能其中一个孩子很喜欢跟你讲什么事跟你讲。但另外一个孩子呢，他就想他自己一个人待着。
Again, God says, love them.
但是呢，神仍然说他爱他们。
Even if you don't like them now.
即使你可能不喜欢他们。
When you love them, then more and more, when you love, you will like them.
当你爱他们的话呢，越来越久之后呢，你就会慢慢喜欢他们。
So we have a, you know, different cultural backgrounds, you know, racial backgrounds. This makes us different.
我们有不同的族群背景啊，然后有不同的文化背景。
Sometimes the, some of the people grew from the West. When they talk to Chinese, they find the Chinese are too complicated.
有些人呢，就是在西方背景长大了，他就觉得说。华人真的比较复杂。
Because when we was still very small child, we were taught those idioms, the 成语啊，什么刻舟求剑、缘木求鱼。We already know a lot of this complicated stuff.
当我们还小的时候，我们就已经学到了很多成语了，就挺复杂的。
You know, 围魏救赵啊，是吧？
很多这些成语的那些故事都是。
It's very complicated.
很复杂。
That's different background.
这个就是不同的背景。
God also used people from different backgrounds to do different things.
神就是用不同背景的人做不同的事情。
God used the Western people.
神用西方人。
God used the Oriental people.
神也用东方人。
That's the second difference, or third difference.
这是第三个不同了。
Second. The third is.
第三个不同
The textures are different.
第三个不同
The quality.
是它的这个纹路不同
Now, diamonds, if you measure its hardness from 1 to 10, diamonds is 10. 10 is very hard.
如果你用这个硬度这来看的话，就是坚硬度，这个钻石的话，从1到10这样的比例的话，它是属于10。
The ruby is about 8-9
这个 ruby 呢，这红宝石呢，就大概是8-9。
And like this is mono agate and onyx, it's about 5-6.
就是玛瑙跟这个 agate， 它大概就是5到6之间。
So the hardness is different.
这坚硬度是不同。
So just like people, some people they are very strong.
就像我们不同的人，有些人是很强壮。
When things come upon them, there's not a big deal.
但事情发生在他们身上，然后什么事都没有。
You know, a lot of pressure come upon them. They say, "Hey, yeah, let come, no problem."
很大的压力来的时候，他说：“来吧，没问题。”
And some people, oh, one stroll on the camera's back will break the back.
但有些人呢，就是一根稻草就会压死这个骆驼了。
So that's different.
所以不一样。
So that's why in the body of Christ we need to learn. Some people are strong. You don't expect people to be as strong as you are.
在基督里面呢，有些人是很强壮，但是我们不能这样期待别人跟我们一样强壮。
Yeah, there was a time that Susan had a trouble to understand people why people got depressed.
有一段时间 Susan 不太理解说为什么有人会忧郁呢？
Because she grew up from the war. There's no time to get depressed. Bullets are flying. Get up and go.
因为她在这个战争的这个背景里面长大，那子弹都在头上飞了，你赶快跑了，没有时间忧郁。
When they come to Canada, the whole family has $20. They're so happy. This is heaven.
当他来到加拿大的时候，全家人只有20块钱，但开心的不得了。
There was a time we were serving a lot of marriages. Some people they have a big house in the West, Vancouver West, and they have a lot of money, but they get depressed. Susan just didn't understand why they get depressed.
听说有一对这个夫妻呢，他们结婚有那么大的一个房子，有很多的钱，但在忧郁之中，Susan 觉得不可思议。
So that time she had a hard time to serve those people.
她那个时候觉得服侍他们也挺难的。
Now it's much better.
现在好多了。
Those times when she tried to serve them, what happened to you? What's happening?
那个时候她要服侍他们的话，她心里就会说。到底怎么回事啊？
Instead of him, they get scared.
事实上，他们也很怕。
You know, so Lord wants us. You know, Susan now is different, but at the beginning, it's different.
神造这个 Susan 也是不一样。
But we are different from other people. God also wants us to understand other people, to accept other people.
我们跟别人不一样呢，神也让我们去接纳别人。
That's why God is going to train us.
这也是神要训练我们。
Train our patience.
训练我们的耐心。
You see, to be patient with each other.
所以你看，要彼此忍耐。
So that's why He gave us church.
这就是神给了我们这样一个教会。
By the way, the church is God's way to train us.
顺便说一句，其实教会也是训练我们的地方。
That's why Bible said that don't forsake assembly, always gather.
这就是为什么说圣经上讲说不要停止聚会，要常常聚会。
Because nobody can really learn love by himself.
因为没有人可以学到爱呢，是只靠自己一个人就学到爱。
We said we love God. I want to be like Christ. God is love. You need to learn love. How to love? You have to have some other people to love.
所以你说你很爱神，神是爱，但是你独自一个人，你怎么爱呢？
It's better to have,
你爱是需要一个对象的。
You better to have people different from you to love.
所以你需要不一样的人在你身边的话，这样你就可以学到爱了。
And some of the stones are very crispy, 脆。
有些宝石就很脆弱。
脆。
脆。
You understand? Crispy. It's like it's easy to break.
很脆，就是稍微敲就。
碎
了。碎了。
Yes. You know, like some materials maybe not listed here. This is just the representation. Some materials they have a lot of resistance. You know, like ore. They can change their form.But you cannot crush them. They can change the form.
有些材料他们就是很有韧性，你怎么样都砸不烂它，它就柔韧度特别好。
But some are going to be easy to break.
但有些呢就很容易被打碎。
Like diamonds, diamonds will break everything, but he will not break.
像那个钻石，钻石可以砸碎别的东西，但他自己一点事都没有。
But there's another way to destroy a diamond is fire.
但是有一个东西可以把这个宝石给摧毁的话，就是用火。
Very easy because it's carbon.
因为很容易，它是属于碳成分的。
That's why in the body of Christ, the Bible said it's a body of Christ, it's a body.
就是为什么在基督的这个身体里面是一个身体。
We have different members.
就有不同的肢体。
We have eyes, nose, hand, feet.
有这个眼啊，有这个鼻子啊，有脚，有手。
Now you see, our eyes sees a lot of things, sees very far.
眼睛可以看到很东西，也可以看到很远。
However, eyes are the weakest in the whole body members.
但是呢，其实眼睛呢是整个身体里面是最软弱的、最脆弱的。
That's why, brother, sister, if you know a lot of things, don't think you are very strong. Okay.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你觉得你知道很多东西的话
，I used to be like that, you know, in the church. I always talk to the pastor, and I had a lot of revelations.
就是啊，知道很多，不要觉得你很强壮。我也是曾经，我是知道很多。
But I found some of the older spiritual fathers, they walk in that revelation. I talk, they walk.
但是呢，我看到一些属灵的前辈们，他们是看到这个这些启
示，
真的是行在其中的。
Which is easier to look or walk?
所以哪个更容易呢？一个是看到这个神的启示，一个是行在这个神的启示之中。
Yeah, of course, to walk is much harder.
当然，行在神的启示之中的话是更难的。
But we need people to look.
但我们需要人去先看见领受。
We need people to walk.
对，也有需要人呢去行在其中。
All these show that they are very different, but yet precious.
这些呢都让我们看到了，他们各不相同，但都很宝贵。
God knows the 12 tribes of Israel.It's very different.
神知道这十个支派呢都很不相同。
If you read their stories, you find that they're so different. You know, Judah is different from Reuben and Levi. That's so different.
你去读那个他们的故事的话，你会看见犹大啊，跟这个吕便啊，跟这个利未啊，他们的很不相同的。
But their father loved them all. Godly heavenly father loved them all.
但是天父呢爱他们每一位。
Now, we go back to the higher priest.
我们回到那个大祭司。
Now you find that God wants you to love, Christ love us all, as a priest we love all. God wants us to love each other like Jesus Christ loves us.
神呢就是让这个大祭司呢，他是这样子，等于就是爱着我们大家的。这祭司是预表这个基督，也是基督也是爱我们大家。
Can you do it by yourself?
你自己能够做到吗
？Many times we think we can.
很多时候可能我们觉得我们可以。
When things come, you find just like Peter, you know.
但是问题来的时候呢，可能你就发现你像彼得一样。
You know. So we do not.Have that kind of faith.
所以我们并没有那样的信心。
That's why this effort is very important. Effort.
就为什么
this jacket.
这个以弗德这个夹克。
Remember, this effort is made of 5 colors.
以弗德是用五种颜色做出来的。
The 4 colors we already talked about represents Jesus Christ.
这四种颜色呢，我们前面已经讲了，它预表着这个耶稣基督。
And His grace.
还有他的恩典。
It's purple, blue, and scarlet, and white.
就是紫色、蓝色、红色和白色。
But here, there's another color as the gold.
但这里还有一种颜色，就是金色。
Basically, our Heavenly Father knows we cannot do it by ourselves.
基本上是说呢，天父知道我们自己是做不成的。
So this breastplate first is put on the effort.
所以这个胸牌呢，首先它是放在以弗德上。
So between our body and the breastplate, there's effort.
所以在我们的身体和这个胸牌之间有这个以弗德。
Basically, it's by God's grace, by Jesus Christ's sacrifice.
靠着恩典，靠着耶稣基督他的舍命所献。
And also by the Father's acceptance and this.And support.
还有靠着这个天父的，他的爱和他的支持。
It's God knows. We cannot do it by ourselves.
你看，神知道我们自己是做不了的。
But God, you know, still wants us to do it.
但神仍然想要我们能够去做到。
Just like in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, you know, you are going to love your enemy.
就像耶稣在山上做了这个登山宝训，他也说你要爱你的仇敌。
Many people say, I cannot do it.
很多人说我做不到。
But Jesus said, for the people, whatever cannot be done by people, it's easy for God.
但是耶稣说在人难成的事在神都能。
For God, nothing is impossible.
因为在神凡事都能。
So all the things we do, we need to know we depend on God.
所以我们所做的所有的事情呢，我们要知道得要依靠神。
And depend on the grace through Jesus Christ.
得要靠着在耶稣基督里面的恩典去完成。
Okay, let's pray together.
让我们起来祷告。
Please stand.
我们一起站起来，一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
You love us so much.
你如此爱我们。
You choose the most expensive stones on the earth to represent us.
你拣选了世上最宝贵的石头来代表我们。
Because we are the most precious in your heart.
因为我们在你眼中就是最宝贵的。
Lord, let us truly believe.
主啊，我们愿意完全的相信。
We are precious in your heart.
我们是你眼中宝贵的。
Because you have paid such a price to buy us.
因为你付上了代价把我们赎买回来。
And also, Lord, we are very different from each other.
主啊，我们彼此不相同。
You know this from the foundation of the earth.
在创始之前你就知道了。
You know that we are different.
你知道我们都各不相同。
Our color is different.
颜色也不同。
Our degree of transparency is different.
透明度不同。
Our textures are different.
我们的纹路不同。
And we are very different.
我们各不相同。
Some are strong, some are weak.
有些强壮，有些软弱。
Some are transparent, some are not.
有些透明，有些不透明。
And some are more colorful, some are more less color.
有些看起来很多彩，有些看起来很单纯。
But you know us through and through.
但你是完完全全看的，我们看通透。
And you know us from the beginning to the end.
你很从起初到末尾。都完全知道我们。
So you want us to accept each other.
所以你要我们能够彼此接纳。
Thank you. By your grace, we can do it.
谢谢你，靠着你的恩典，我们能做到。
We know all this is also all by Jesus Christ's grace.
我们知道这一切都得要靠着耶稣基督的恩典。
Through faith.
靠着信心。
And also through the Father's support, power.
靠着天父的大能的支持。
So we know that you can help us to do it.
所以我们知道你能帮助我们能完成这个。
Let's just spend a few minutes before God. You just pray for yourself.
花几分钟到神的面前来，你可以自己向神祷告。
If any brothers, sisters, or your family members you don't like, don't want to accept, you pray.And forgive.
如果有那些弟兄姐妹，没办法面对的，你要祷告，能够赦免。
And forgive.
能够饶恕。
Hallelujah. And also, we even forgive or accept other churches, even if they are different.
我们也接纳别的教会，虽然与我们也不同。
God's Father's heart is pleased if we love each other. We accept other churches.
神看到我们，彼此相爱，也接纳别的教会，他的心就喜悦。
No matter they are strong or weak.
无论他们是刚强的还是软弱。
They are God's children.
他们都是神的儿女。
They are part of the body of Christ.
他们也是基督的一部分。
Lord, we also pray that we will totally accept the differences between different churches.
主要我们也为教会之间的不同祷告，能接纳他们。
So that there's no any judgmental words come out of our mouth.
使得没有任何一些论断的话语从我们口里出来。
Also, we accept the differences of our brothers and sisters. There's no judgmental words from our mouth.
也接纳弟兄姐妹的不同，没有论断的话语从我们口中出来。
Because you love us all.
因为你爱我们每一位。
We are all redeemed by your grace.
我们都是因着你的恩典被救赎。
Bible said it's not from ourselves.
圣经上说不是靠我们自己。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你，圣灵。
The Helper.
我们的帮助者。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
You're going to help us.
来帮助我们。
To have victory over victory.
使得我们能够得胜再得胜。
We will live a life which is pleasing to the Father.
我们可以活出一个讨神喜悦的生命。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
In our Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.